Well, it's great to get the nomination and the endorsement and support of the party membership. I think today was, this afternoon, was a really, beneficial event for the party. We had over 700 people voting, 500 to 600 people in the hall for the convention meeting itself, and there was many more who came through the doors with their with party members today who would be party supporters, up to 1,000, I would say. So that gives the candidates heart, and the party members are going to be crucial in terms of working along with the two candidates now, Patrick Cope-Gallagher and myself, over the next number of months as we go towards the general election.
Many would feel, though, two seats for Fianna Fáil might be difficult so early after your last term in government, and that indeed your biggest threat now could be Patrick Cope-Gallagher. What's your views on that?
Oh, I think two seats certainly will be challenging, but I think it's a challenge that we actually can achieve, and certainly we will be working now for two seats. And I think, you know, the level of support that's here today, there, I don't think there's any other party in Donegal who will be able to get this level of support at a party convention or have that type of network that Fianna Fáil has and supporters and communities and townlands across County Donegal. And they are there, our supporters, because they believe in the ethos of Fianna Fáil. They believe in a party that actually puts education at this at centre, that actually ensures, that hopes to ensure that we have good health services, and also wants to ensure that we see the recovery, which is now starting in urban centres, actually spread to other parts of the country and Donegal to benefit from that. And we haven't seen that from this current government. I think people have lost faith in them. I think they've lost faith in the promises they're making, because they've had those promises 4.5 years ago and they weren't kept.